والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وولا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's the audio, people? Is the audio okay? Assalamu alaikum. Okay, alhamdulillah. All right, very good. Jazakumullah khairan. Welcome back, Sister Halima. Audio itself, I've been having some problems with the audio for some while now. I'm not sure what is going on, but please do let me know if it goes out and starts to get messed up. We will, inshallah, try to figure something else out for it. With that said, let's get started, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Let us get started with what we have today. Today we will be continuing, as is going to be the case for the next remainder of this month, inshallah ta'ala. We'll be continuing a part of Ajrmiya, a part of what's called Sarf. Sarf is, again, the study of word patterns generically, but our study of sarf would focus on the irregular roots. Okay, we did a little bit of an introduction last time, and we will then, inshallah, today explore one of the categories that we introduced last time. Now, let us look at the matan of Al Ajrmiya firstly and see what we have today. Today, what we have is actually still not so different than what we have done before. It's still a type of a review. However, I as I mentioned before, this is a way to connect all the dots, and it's a way to extend our knowledge. Something that we know, now we're going to extend it and add more content to it. It's a way for us to read Arabic texts and start to acquire vocabulary. It's a whole host of learning objectives that we have with this module, inshallah. And this is a good warm-up, because when we get into the Mansubatul Asma, that is where there is a lot of new content, inshallah. So without further ado, let me share my screen and let me remind you all firstly of where we were in Al-Ajrmiya, which is Babu Marfu'atil Asma, the chapter of the Marfu' Isms. Okay, now I'm going to just do a couple of things there to my computer. I have a fan running in the background. Is that bothering anybody? Like the sound of the fan? No? Alhamdulillah. Okay, that is really good, because, you know, fan is very essential in this weather. Alhamdulillah. Okay, Marfu'at al-Asma. If you remember, the Marfu'at al-Asma, right, the chapter of the Marfu' Isms, we have how many? What's the number? Al-Marfu'atu sab'atun. Marfu'at are seven categories, right? There's seven categories of Marfu'at al-Asma. Okay, number one, he says, is Al-Fa'il. We looked at the fa'il quite extensively, the doer, the outside doer, the inside, the pronoun. We looked at all of that. Alhamdulillah. That also presented us the opportunity to look at Asma'ul Khamsa, the five nouns, right? Because it came as a fa'il in that particular way. Qama akhuka wa yaqumu akhuka. That was a beautiful way for us to learn Asma'ul Khamsa. Okay. Next thing was al-maf'ul alladhi lam yusamma fa'iluhu. This is the passive doer. Okay, the passive doer. That is something that was brand new, and we spent a good time studying it. And we also spent some time in the tutorial looking at that babul maf'ul alladhi lam yusamma fa'iluhu. Okay, very good. Then there is number three, wal mubtada'u wal khabar wa khabaruhu, the mubtada and the khabar. Correct. Khabaruhu is actually more like its khabar, i.e. the khabar of the mubtada. It kind of lumps the two together. Yes. Then it mentions ism kana wa akhawatiha wa khabaru inna wa akhawatiha. The ism kana and its sisters, khabar inna and its sisters. And then at-tabi'u lil marfu', the followers of marfu'. Okay, the followers of the marfu' will actually study the followers once, and then it will be the followers of mansub the same way, and they'll be the followers of majrur the same way. Okay, it won't be any different. The idea of the follower, inshallah, also will explain why does this terminology, why is this terminology introduced, and how it does it get used in the books of Arabic grammar. We'll talk about that today. What we're going to cover today, inshallah, from Al-Ajumiyya is Ism Kana wa Khawatiha, Khabaru Inna wa Khawatiha, and we will look at An-Na'at, Intro to Followers and An-Na'at. And then, inshallah, by Thursday, we should complete the remainder of Marfu'at and hopefully, inshallah, venture into Mansubatul Asma. The Majrurat is very simple. You already know the Majrurat. There's really two types. Number one is, what are the reasons for something to be Majrur? Do you know? Think of it. There's two. Number one would be following Harf Jar. Very good. Harf Jar is a Majrur. Number two, Nadaf Ilayhi. You got it, right? That's the two unique ones. Okay? Of course, the followers are there, but everything else, like the reasons why something will be majrur are those two and those two only. So majrurat is very simple. Mansubat is where we have some interesting things to learn. But inshallah, we'll get there. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Let's skip to Ism kana wa akhawatiha wa khabaru inna wa akhawatiha. Let us find that part in the book. And I would like a volunteer to help us, inshallah. A volunteer to assist us with the reading. Who would it be? Brother Musa, mashallah. Where is Brother Salim? I haven't seen him. But someone maybe ask on the group where he's gone. I'll ask, inshallah, as afterwards. Brother Musa, you ready?
Yes.
Oh, mashallah. All right, Brother Musa. So you can start from here, Babul Awamil, from here.
Babul Awamil Adakhilati Alal Mubaddala Wal Khabar.
Babul Awamil Adakhila Alal Mubtada'i wal khabar. Okay. What is this saying? Before, sorry, Brother Musa, you go on with this. What is this referring to? It is referring to the awamil that enter upon the mubtada and khabar. Huh? Awamil. What is the word awamil the plural of?
Amil.
It is the plural of
Amil.
Amil. It is the plural of Amil. Let me open this. There we go. Amil. That is a vocal plural. Well done. Okay. Al Amil. Let me find it for you here. Influencer. Ah, there you are. Influencers on Jumla Ismiya. You see?
Yeah.
Al-Awamil. Yes? That is what we studied before, right? That was the way we introduced the topic when we had introduced it a while back, right? So this is that chapter. It speaks about the Awamil Ad-Dakhila. Ad-Dakhila, i.e. the ones that are entering upon and influencing what Al-Mubtada wal-Khabar a-Jumla Ismiya. You with me, people? That is how the chapter is set up. So it's going to talk about the two that we know, Harf Nasb and Inna wa Khawatiha, and Kana and its sisters. All right, Brother Musa, if you can continue reading, please.
وَهِيَ ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْيَاءَ كَانَ وَأَقْوَاتُهَا وَإِنَّ
أخواتها أخواته
وأخواته.
ما شاء الله. Very nice. أحسن brother, brother Musa. Okay. It is وَهِيَ how many? Translate for me, people. وَهِيَ ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْيَاءَ. Please translate this part. وَهِيَ ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْيَاءَ.
It is seven things.
Oh no. And so هِيَ means here means they, right? The عوامل, the influencers, right? They are
seven things.
Three things. ثلاثة is three. Things, right? Why did I say they? Hiya means they.
Arab, in Arabic, we don't have the it.
Sorry, I can't hear you well, Brother Musa.
It is a feminine noun. So it's treated like a feminine.
Treated like a feminine. Al-awamil is a non-human broken plural, isn't it?
Yes.
So when you want to refer to it, it will be a singular feminine. What is a singular feminine pronoun? Hiya, right?
Yeah.
They are three things. They meaning the influencers. They, the influencers. Al-awamil. Are three things. And hiya is used for that purpose to reference to them. Okay. Thalathatu ashiya. Number one, Ghana and its sister. Number two, Inna and its sisters. Inna. Number three, what is number three? Dhanantu wa akhawatuha. Okay. Tell me, what are the root letters of dhanantu? Dha, noon, and noon. Excellent. What is there an irregularity here?
Double noon.
The irregularity is R2 and R3 are the same. Yes or no? People, are you with me? Look at that. I have dhanantu. This is R1. Excuse me. This is R1, R2, R3. R2 and R3 are the same. This is the irregularity where the R2 and R3 are the same. Dhanantu is one of that. So what is dhanantu? This is a fi'il, by the way. What is the fi'il? The fi'il is actually dhanna. We're going to put this as dhanantu and its sisters. But the fi'il is actually dhanna. Dhanna means to assume something. To assume something. Okay. Now, we'll get to this. I'll explain why this is here in a little bit, okay? But before we go into any of these, here is how Ibn Ajurum is positioning this chapter. He's positioning it by saying that you have jumla ismiya, okay? You have a jumla ismiya would be... Alaykum. Is the audio okay?
Yeah, the audio is okay. No voice.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Is it okay now?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, so here's what we might end up doing. I'm going to plug in a microphone, like a like a wired microphone into my thing, but then I won't be able to hear you. You will have to just type. But Musa, I'm sorry. I think for today you don't like. I'm just gonna read myself because the mic, my external mic. No. If you don't mind.
No, no, no.
Barakallahu feekum. Guessing whether you guys are hearing it or not. Let's try this. Bismillah. Okay. How's the audio? Okay. How's the audio? All quiet. Okay, let's do the microphone. Okay. Microphone. Okay, hold on. Audio settings. Okay. How about now? How's that now, people? Alhamdulillah. Okay, that's good. Jazakumullahu khairan. We will stick with this setting for a little bit, but now unfortunately I won't be able to hear you because I only have one output on my computer where I could have a mic or a speaker. So I have used that to plug in a microphone, thus I can't actually hear what you have to say, unfortunately. Okay, so sorry about that, but this might be the case until we figure out a solution to this situation that we are in with regards to my external mic. Sorry about that. Now, here we are. Dhanantu wa khawatara, we'll get to this in a sec. But essentially what he's saying is, you have a muqtada and khabar, and then one of these three things happen to it, and it becomes a different sentence. Okay? What does he say? He says now, فَأَمَّا كَانَ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. Okay, ready? فَأَمَّا. What does فَأَمَّا mean? So, amma means as for. Amma means as for. Kana wa akhawatuha. Kana and its sisters. As for Kana and its sisters. What do Kana and its sisters do? Fa innaha. فَإِنَّهَا So indeed they, it's literally it, but obviously it is referring to the Kana and its sisters, so you could say they actually, right? So they, تَرْفَعُ الْإِسْمَ. What do you think this means? تَرْفَعُ الْإِسْمَ. Raise the ism. Ah, very good. That's a good literal translation there, Brother Danish. But what is he saying? It makes the ism marfu. They make the ism marfu. وَتَنْصِبُ الْخَبَرَ. And what? And make the khabar mansub. You got him. Alhamdulillah. Right? Then they, i.e. the Kana and its sisters, Kana and its sisters make the ism marfu' and the khabar mansub. Yeah? Tarfa'u al-isma wa tansibu al-khabar. You see that? Tarfa'u, if you were to analyze this for a sec, by the way, the mubtada is the ism kana, right? It becomes ism kana marfu' and the khabar is khabar kana remains mansub. Okay, here's what's gonna happen, right? He says, tarfa'u al-isma, right? This is a jumla fi'liya, right? My fi'l is what? Tarfa'u, correct? My fa'il is close hidden pronoun she, right? And what is it referring to? the she. The hidden pronoun she is referring to, refers to, close the Kana and its sisters. Refers to Kana and its sisters. Yeah? فَأَمَّا كَانَ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا Right here, you see? كَانَ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا Right? This hidden pronoun, she, references that. That's what it's referring to. Yes? Okay. And what is the مَفْعُول in the sentence? The مَفْعُول in the sentence is... Al-Isma, right? Okay, very good. So that is what he says. Al-Ism. Awesome. Jazakum Allah khair. I'm actually going to make this like two different lines or three different lines. Tarfa'u al-Isma, right? That's kind of what we have here. So he's telling you what does Kana do? Kana and its sisters make the Ism marfu' and the khabar mansub. Okay, that's the role that Kana plays. Okay, next up he says, Wahiya. Wahiya means and they are, right? And they are, what are these sisters of Kana? He's going to answer that question by telling you what they are. Okay, first he describes the role of Kana and its sisters. And then he's like, well, their sisters of Kana are as follows. What are they? Kana, wa amsa, wa asbaha, wa adha, wa dhalla, wa bata, wa sara, wa laysa, wa ma zala, wa man fakka, wa ma fatiha, wa ma bariha, wa ma dama. All of these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 instances he gives us. Okay? 13 instances he gives us of the sisters of Kana. Okay, people? 13 sisters of Kana. Kana and its sisters, he lists 13 of them. Okay? Let's see how many we have when we studied this in our original, when we started studying this. Kana's and its sisters, right? Right here, sisters of Kana. We had Kana, Amsa, Asbaha, Laysa, Sara, Dhalla, Mazala, wa Madama. Okay? Kana, to be, he was. Amsa and Asbaha means to become. Likewise, Adha means to become. If Amsa is evening from the word Masa, Asbaha is morning from the word Sabah, what do you think Adha is? Adha would be at the time of Dhuha. Very good. Now, all of these are synonymous. Amsa, Asbaha, Adha. They're synonymous. And they don't by default imply a time. But if they are used in a context where you want to imply time, then they would be used accordingly. But other than that, devoid of that context, they are going to mean the same thing. Amsa, Asbaha, wa Adha. Okay? Then you have Dhalla. Dhalla means to remain. Dhalla means to remain. And it comes from the word dhil. You know what dhil means in Arabic? Dhil is shadow or shade. Excellent, right? Yawma, like, you know, sab'atun yadhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilluhu, right? So that dhil is something that is kind of like, you know, it's all, it is there, right? It's kind of, it remains. It's not like a person that moves around. The shadow of like a object kind of is still. So they use it to mean to remain in a state. Likewise, bata and means to remain in a state. Okay? Bata, synonymous to dhalla. Then you have sara, which is to become. Sara, yasiru, sir. Yeah? Okay. And then you have laysa, which is to continue. Sorry, excuse me. Laysa, which means not. And then you have to continue. Ma zala, to continue doing something. Man fakka, to continue doing something. Ma fatia, to continue doing something. وَمَا بَرِحَ to continue doing something. وَمَا دَامَ to continue doing something. So these, the ones that I chose here, right, the eight, are actually capturing all of the ones that are mentioned here, except that, you know, there's a few of them that are synonymous, and the synonymous ones I did not repeat here too much. Okay, so those are the sisters of Kana. We've looked at primarily Kana, and we've looked at Laysa in our study. We're going to look today at Asbaha, because Asbaha also is used in the Quran a few times in the manner that means to become something. Okay, but before we go to that example, let's look at what he says at the end of this. He says, وَمَا تَصَرَّفَ مِنْهَا. وَمَا تَصَرَّفَ مِنْهَا. What does وَمَا تَصَرَّفَ مِنْهَا means? It means whatever is a derivative. Derivative of them. Okay? So, for example, كَانَ وَيَكُونُ وَكُنْ. Just like we have it here. كَانَ, the past tense, فعل is an influencer. It's in فعل ناقص. يَكُونُ, present tense, فعل ناقص. كُنْ, command tense, فعل ناقص. Likewise, أَصْبَحَ يُصْبِحُ أَصْبِح. أَمْسَى يُمْسِي أَمْسِي. And when it doesn't exist like لَيْسَ, we don't mention it. So the idea is whatever is a derivative of them also is included in the study. Okay, so he says what? كان زيدٌ قائماً. Okay, let's look at كان زيدٌ قائماً. I want you to help me analyze this nicely. Okay, كان زيدٌ قائماً. People, you with me? All right, ready. فعل ناقص is كان. اسم كان. اسم كان is زيد the مسكين. And khabar kana is what? Qa'iman. Yes? And the translation would be Zayd was standing. Yes? Zayd was standing. People, you with me? Excellent. Then he says, وَلَيْسَ عَمْرٌ شَاخِصًا. Let's type that up. لَيْ سَعَمْرٌ شَاخِصًا. Okay. Here I have فِعْل نَاقِص what? لَيْسَ. And what is my ism? Let's call it the ism. What's the ism? Because he says tarfa'ul ism, the ism, right? Amrun. Yes or no, people? Again, notice the peculiar spelling of Amrun. He's someone has a peculiarly spelled name, but that's okay. And the khabar. Khabar is shakhisan. Right? Okay, what does the word shakhis mean? Let's look it up. Shakhis, what is the root letters for shakhis? Shakhis. Sheen, Kha, and Saad, right? Shakhis. Yes or no? You got it, mashallah. What does he say? Shakhasa, to rise, tower up, become high, lofty, to ascend. MashaAllah. Okay. Shakhasa basaruhu. Fix one's eyes at something. Look fixedly. MashaAllah. Shakhs is an individual, a person. Okay. Ashkhas is the plural. Shakhsiyya is an individuality, a personality. A private matter, shakhsi. Shakhis, fixed. Cropped up. I guess we would say Amr is not fixed. Like his glance is not fixed, right? So Amr is not fixed, like his glance, right? And he's not staring. Okay. Okay, you with me, people? All right. Let's look at some examples of asbaha. Again, asbaha is similar to amsa and adha. Okay, this is ayah number 30 of surah number 5. Okay, tatawwa'at lahu nafsuhu qatla akhihi faqatalahu faasbaha min al khasirin. Ready, people? This is going to be interesting. People, are you ready? Yay. Okay, fa. What does fa mean? I always dislike this when Microsoft Word does this. Fa. So, all right. Now, tawwa'at. Tawwa'at. This is a hard word. It's not. It doesn't come that often in the Quran, or I mean, not as frequent. Let me look at Quran dictionary. Can you guess the root letters though? Root letters, ya jama'a. Ta, waw, ayn. Yeah? Ta, waw, ayn. Can you guess also which family this is in? Family 2, right? Tawwa'a. Excellent. Ahsant. Family 2. Tawwa'at comes once. Okay? This word means inform one. It means to obey. All right, it means to obey. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Ata'a, the word ta'a comes from this root. To obey someone. Okay, form two, طَوَّعَت, prompted, to prompt something. You made something obey something. All right. It is used in the context of a person obeying their desires. And their desires that are evil desires, not like positive desires. Okay? Ata'a is to obey. Ata'na, sami'na wa ata'na, ghufranaka rabbana. Sami'na wa ata'na. From the same root. Ta, waw, and ayn. By the way, is there irregularity in the root? Ta, waw, and ayn? Yes, right? R2 is a waw. Tatawwa'a is also an interesting word. To volunteer. Man tatawwa'a khayran fa inna allaha shakirun alim. Faman tatawwa'a khayran fa huwa khayrun lah. Wa antasumu khayrun lakum. From that ayah, tatawwa'a. Istata'a, to be capable. لا يستطيعون, they are incapable. And then طاعة, these are the words you find from this root. From this root, this is what we find for the word طوعت. Okay, so now what we will say is طوعت is going to be to prompt. Let's put prompt. Okay, now put, give me طوعت with the pronoun, please. With the pronoun. She prompted lahu. Lahu. How about him? Him or for to him is okay. 2/4, right? Nafsuhu. Himself. Very good. Okay. Qatla. This is the master of Qatala. How about I put the killing? The killing. Why would I do that? Any guesses? It's your favorite grammar rule. There we go. Wallah malafili, yes. It's coming up, that's why I put that. Akhihi. His brother. Faqatalahu. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Faqatalahu. Almost, Sister Fazana. So, Ahsanti, Sister Maryam. So he killed him. Who is this ayah talking about? So he killed him. Habil and Qabil, yes, the two sons of Adam alayhi salam. Yep. Okay. They were brothers, right? Okay. Fa asbaha. فَأَصْبَحَ So/then he became min from الْخَاسِرِينَ. I feel like the guy from Quran.com. Al-Khasirin. Okay, wrongdoers is a good translation. What is the root for Khasirin? Kha, Sin, and Ra. Yeah? Let's look it up. Khasara usually means a loss, as you'll see. Khasira, to lose. مَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Whoever takes the devil as his ally besides Allah, فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا, has lost truly in all sense of the word losing. Okay? خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They lose themselves. Right? By disbelieving. This is what Allah calls it. You've lost yourself. Deep way of thinking about it. Akhsar. Al-akhsar. What do you think this is? What type of pattern is this? Al-akhsar. Do you remember that? The not master. Remember, let me open up the vocab sheet for you all. The most, Ahsanti, Sister Maryam. Remember this? Hasanun Ahsanu min Al-Ahsan. Al-Akhsar. When the Quran describes them as such, Al-Akhsar, La Jarama. La Jarama means for sure. La Jarama means for sure. Annahum, they are for sure. Fil Akhirati, in the next life. Hum, they. Al-Akhsarun. The what? The biggest losers. The greatest losers. You with me, people? قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا Surah Al-Kahf. Should I tell you about the ones who have Al-Akhsarin, the greatest losers, whose deeds will be lost completely? SubhanAllah. Khasaran is a loss, right? Khasara is a loss. Khusr is a loss. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. You might know that, right? Khusran, also a loss. And then finally, khasir, the losers. The losers, ayah number 30. Fa'aswaha minal khasirina. All right. Here we are. From the losers. Because he's, what did he lose here? He lost his brother. He lost the he crossed the line, right? A moral line. He crossed it. And he now has lost that. Now he is a murderer. Okay? And now he has also lost something else, this individual. He has set the precedent for killing in humanity's history. So truly, this is a person who's become a loser. أصبح من الخاسرين. How like eloquent is Allah's damnation of this person. All right. Let's look at this. فطوعت له نفسه. Come on, people. Now tell me. Nafs. What is the gender of the word nafs? Feminine. Very good. So I have a fi'l. طوعت. Pronoun is she. And then I have the feminine word nafsuhu. So what do you think the translation is? So, his soul, ahsanti, his nafs, right? This is a hard word to translate. His soul, right? Himself, right? Prompted him to what? Qatla akhihi. To kill his brother. فَقَتَلَهُ So, he killed him. فَأَصْبَحَ Here you can say then, or thus, he became one of the losers. You see the fa, as you can see, definitely from the losers. When you say from the losers, from the losers, i.e. one of the losers, right? Yes or no? Because if you are from the losers, you're one of them. That's the idea. The fa in the ayah, fa, then the fa, then the fa, is showing you how like one is the consequence of the other, right? So before that, he said something to his brother, right? قال لأقتلنك, he was envious. And then what his brother said didn't make things any better for him, right? And then that prompted his nafs to kill his brother. And then he killed him. And then he became from the losers. The fa is kind of tying everything together. People, are you with me? I know this is a little bit of a tangent, but of course we wanted to study. We want to incorporate Quran study in every of our remaining sessions. This is the opportunity. It's a good surah to do so. Yeah. All right. The sentence goes from فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ to the next fa. So here is your first sentence. The next sentence will be what? فَقَتَلَهُ. Yes? This is your first sentence. This is your second sentence. From the fa to the next fa. And then the third sentence is from this fa to the end of the ayah. Yes? People, are you with me? Okay. فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ. What type of jumla is this? Jumla? Whoa, hold on. Jumla fi'liya. So the fi'l is طَوَّعَتْ. Yes? طَوَّعَتْ. Okay. What is the fa'il? The fa'il. Okay, that's the pronoun of the fa'il. That's correct, Sister Halima. She. In Quran, she. However, there's an outside fa'il. Yes? The outside fa'il is? Nafsu. Ahsant. Ahsantuma. Very good. Nafsu is the outside fa'il. And then it's nafsu. What else? It's nafsu is mudaf. And then who is mudaf ilayhi, right? Okay. Maf'ul. Qatla, yes. Qatla is your maf'ul. Then you have related. Lahu, right? Lahu is your related. Also what you have is qatla akhihi. Qatla is mudaf. Akhihi. Akhi mudaf ilayhi. And then akhi mudaf and he is mudaf ilayhi. Is the word akhi majroor? It is majroor, right? How do you know it's majroor? There's the ya. The ya. This is from the asma'ul khamsa, one of the five isms. Majroor with the ya. Mansoob with the alif. Marfu with the waw. Akhuhu. Marfu. Akhahu. Mansoob. Akhihi. Majroor. People, you with me? And as Brother Danish pointed out, the lahu is before the. In fact, the maf'ul, in fact, before the fa'il and the maf'ul. Do you notice that? Do you notice how they're related? Is before the maf'ul and before the fa'il. Right after the fa'il. Subhanallah. Because it is emphasizing that this person's desire overtook him. And how severe it was. That's how, unfortunately, sometimes desires are like that, right? They just overtake you, overpower a person's rationality, overpower all their good judgment. And that's what perhaps this related is showing. فَقَتَلَهُ. Okay, فَقَتَلَهُ is what? Jumla. Jumla, fi'liya. Okay, fi'l. Qatala, fa'il, idem pronoun he, very good, maf'ul, Who? Very good. Qatalahu. He killed him. Yes? فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. All right. أَصْبَحَ is what? Sister of Kana. We would say it is a fi'il naqis, yes? All right. What is the ism? Asbaha is your fi'il naqis. Now I need the ism. The ism is hidden pronoun he. He became, right? He became. Asbaha, he became, yes? Min al-khasirin. What is the khabar? Is there a mansub ism? None. Ahsantum. Is there related? Yes. Min al khasirin. Very good. Harf jar ism majrur. Ahsantum. So that is how the ayah plays out. And mashallah, you all did a very good job with it. Folks, this was just an example of how this works, yes? Let me show you another example. We can do this one quicker. وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. Ready? أَصْبَحَ. What does أَصْبَحَ mean? To become, right? But with the pronoun, please. With the pronoun. He became. Fuad. What is Fuad? Anybody know what Fuad is? Maybe you have a friend whose name is Fuad. Heart. Ahsant. Right? Okay. The heart of Ummi, the mother of Musa. Right. The heart of the mother of Musa became Farighan. What does Farighan mean? Empty. Oh, man. Why? She just put her baby in the basket, right? To float down the river. And of all people, the Pharaoh picks up his baby. Picks up her baby. So her heart is like, she's done right now. That's what it means. أصبح فؤاد أمي موسى فارغة. Like she has no more strength left. But Allah says, actually this is a very interesting ayah. He says after this, I don't know, is it not opening? Yeah, there it is. إن كادت لتبدي به. She almost revealed who he was. She almost disclosed the matter. Lawla, if it was not that arrabatna ala qalbiha, that we rabatna. You know tamar buta? What's tamar buta? The round ta, right? Because it's tied up, isn't it? Rabatna, that's the fi'l that it comes for. Rabata, to tie something. Marbut is tied. Ta marbuta, the tied ta. Rabatna ala qalbiha. Allah tied upon her heart. Meaning, he like gave her strength. It's like something is about to fall down and then you like anchor it back up. Or you like, using a rope, you hang on to it and let it not fall. Right? Kind of, I think of like a pulley, tying something and then making sure it doesn't, you know, fall down. رَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا. It's a beautiful image. لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So she would become of the believers. SubhanAllah. أَصْبَحَ is your fi'l naqis. The ism of أَصْبَحَ is what? The ism is? Fuad. Yes? Fuadu. Very good. And Fuad is mudaf. Ummi, mudaf ilayhi. Ummi, mudaf. Musa, mudaf ilayhi. And khabar is, of course, farighat. Yes or no, people? Make sense? So that is some examples of asbaha, how they are used in the Quran. Questions? All right, alhamdulillah. We can continue. All right, that was kana and its sisters. Now, wa amma inna wa akhawatuha. Translate people for me. Wa amma and amma as for inna wa akhawatuha. Inna and its sisters. Very good. Fa innaha. Fa innaha. Indeed, they tansibul isma. Tansibul isma. They make the ism mansub. Allahu Akbar. تنصب الاسم وترفع الخبر and make the خبر مرفوع. Very nice. أحسنتم. Are you all getting the hang of it? Now you're reading an Arabic grammar book in Arabic. Alhamdulillah. That's how they speak in Arabic grammar books. Right? Alhamdulillah. And they make the اسم منصوب and the خبر مرفوع. Alhamdulillah. Now, what are the sisters of Inna? The sisters of Inna. Sounds like a interesting person. We already spoke about this. Tansibul Isma, right? We already did that with the other fi'l, yeah? Why is hidden pronoun she and how that refers to the akhawatuha. Alright. Now, wahiya Inna wa anna, walakinna wa ka'anna wa layta wa la'alla. Alright? How many? Somebody give me a count. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. Yeah. Okay. Now, look at what we had. Sisters of Inna. We had 8. What is going on? Inna, Anna. Ka'anna, Laita, Lakinna, La'alla. And then I added 2 others, which is really Anna and a harf jar before it. B and Li. That's it. Okay? And it's the same thing. Bi Anna, Li Anna. It's still the same, essentially. It's actually the same thing. Okay. In fact, even ka'anna is like, as you can see, ka harjar is added to it, b harjar is added to it, li harjar is added to it. They're all annas, aren't they? Okay, alhamdulillah, we did this before. He says, taqulu inna zaydan qa'imun. Here, indeed, zayd is standing. Tansibul isma wa tarfa'ul khabar. Wa layta amran shakhisun. And if only Amr, his gaze was fixed. All right. وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ and whatever is similar to it. وَمَعْنَا إِنَّا وَأَنَّا لِلتَّوْكِيدِ. Okay, he's going to explain us the meanings. Ready? إِنَّا and أَنَّا لِلتَّوْكِيدِ. Tell me what it means. إِنَّا and أَنَّا لِلتَّوْكِيدِ. Inna and anna lit tawkid. Tawkid, your favorite word. Starts with an E. Emphasis. Yes. Inna and anna are for emphasis. Okay? Inna and anna, both are for emphasis. Okay? ولكن للاستدراك للاستدراك استدراك comes from the word درك حتى إذا أدركه الغرق to catch up to something. Okay, استدراك is to transition. Okay, if I was to say Zaid is a good person لكنه غبي, but he is not intelligent. So I transitioned. I can say that because there's no Zaid in the class, alhamdulillah. I transitioned from one part to another with lakinna. You know how it's the same way we use but in English, right? Oh, he's such a good person, but I'm not a racist, but transition to becoming a racist or transition to a racist thing. So he's saying lakinna is to for a transition. Okay. It says وَكَأَنَّ لِلتَّشْبِيهِ. You know what tashbih means? وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ. Same as أَشْبَهَ شِبَهَ شَبَّهَ يُشَبِّهُ. Is for drawing similarities or comparisons. It's used for like. Yeah? لَيْتَ لِلتَّمَنِّي. Laita is lit tamanni. Tamanni, what does tamanni mean? Tamanni means lost hope. Or it's like a pie in the sky type of hope. Okay? If only you wish, that's laita. Okay? La'alla, on the other hand, is for taraji, for something that's you're hopeful. Regret, ahsant. You're hopeful. Or you expect tawakku'. Tawakku' is to expect something. La'allahu yazzakka. Perhaps he will purify himself. Kutiba alaykum siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. La'allakum tattaqoon. Perhaps the hope is once you have fasted, the hope is you become people of taqwa. The expectation is when you have fasted, right? The expectation is you are going to become a better person. Yes or no? You won't become perfect, but you become better. Correct? That is la'alla. That's what la'alla does and means. People, are you with me? You want me to share with you like an interesting line of poetry? It's very nice. I always like it. وَيَا لَيْتَ الشَّبَابَ يَعُودُ يَوْمًا فَأُخْبِرَهُ ما فعل المشيب. Exactly, I think this is from Mutanabbi. Mutanabbi was a Umayyad dynasty era poet. Very interesting guy, a real suck up. Like, he was like, half his poetry was like, you know, sucking up to the ruler, Saif al-Dawla, he would call them, the sword of the land. So I think it's Mutanabbi's poetry. Okay, he says, "Waya layta shababa yaudu yawman." Oh, if only shabab means what? The youth. Not youth, young people. Young men, yes, that's correct. Shabab means young men. But also the concept of youth, the age of youth, right? Or youthfulness. It says, if only youthfulness, ya'udu yawman, could return for a day. Fa'ukhbirahu, so I could inform it. Ma fa'ala al-mashibu. What mashib from the word shaib says old age, right? Washta'ala ra'si. Washta'ala ra'su shayba. My hair has turned gray. Yeah? So I can tell him what old age is like. Mutanabbi is saying something deeper. He's like, when he's old, he's like, I wish I could tell what youthfulness, what old age is like. Pretty good, huh? All right. Is there more to it? What's more to it? Is there more? I don't think so. But it's basically, he's like, as an old person, he's saying, I wish I could tell young. Oh, the qasida is very long. The qasida is like pages. But generally, like, you just take a few, like a couplet or something, and just look at what it says, or that's what you remember generally. But most of the qasida is kind of just like he's just talking about random things. Yes, that's what he's saying, right? It's like you wish you could, tell the someone who is young, make value their youth and value their time. Yeah. All right. Well, alhamdulillah. I think we all of us could wish that. Eh, brother Danish. All right. Next is wadhanna wa akhawatuha. We'll take a break in about 5 minutes. Yeah. Okay. Dhanna wa akhawatuha. Okay. Dhanantu means I thought. Okay. Dhanantu, as you spotted, the root letters are dha, nun, nun. And the irregularity in that is the R2 and R3 are the same. Dhanna ya dhunnu means to think. Okay. It actually has more meaning. But the deeper meaning we'll do later. Just for now, the meaning is to think. Okay. Now, dhanantu fa'innaha. This fi'l, it's a fi'l actually. Yeah, it's a fi'l. And it's not a fi'l naqis. It's a complete fi'l. This is a complete fi'l. And its sisters, the fi'il, and its sisters will make the ism and the khabar mansub. فَإِنَّهَا تَنْصِبُ الْمُبْتَدَأَ وَالْخَبَرِ. Okay? In reality, this is a jumla fi'liya with two mafu'uds. That's what it is. But now Ibn Ajrum is including here in the sense of the meaning of the sentence. He's like, the sentence kind of means, for example, Zayd is tall, right? Jumla ismiya, yes or no? Zaydun tawilun, yes or no? If I wanted to say, I thought Zayd is tall, I would say, Dhanantu Zaydan tawilan. You with me? So, as you can see, the meaning has like a is there. I thought Zayd is tall. But in reality, it's a jumla fi'liya, like through and through. It's a fi'l, there's a fa'il, and there's maf'ul one and maf'ul two. But in just from the perspective of the meaning, it has that aspect. Okay, so that's what he's meaning, that's what he's referencing here. But in reality, this is just a jumla fi'liya. And this is why in our book, we did not have that, right? And this is why we only had harf nasb and the incomplete fi'l, because in reality, dhanna is just a new sentence, a jumla fi'liya by itself. Okay, now let's look at this. Kana is a fi'l naqis. Yes, what does it do? It makes the ism marfu' and the khabar mansub. Yes or no? People, are you with me? Let me make this a bit more interesting. Split cells into two columns. Yay. Okay. Okay. Ism, the khabar. Yeah? We'll do this as merge. We have the influencer. And I regret that this term has been destroyed by Instagram. And then it's grammatically, it is. All right, so let's try this, shall we? Kana. Grammatically, what is kana? It is a ism fi'l harf. Fi'l. Right? Kana and its sisters. Kana and sisters. Sounds like a bad ice cream shop. Fi'l. What type of fi'l? Not a complete fi'l. Fi'l. Naqis. Yeah? Incomplete fi'l. Kana, what does it do to the ism? Tarfa'u al-ism, makes the ism marfu. Wa tansibu al-khabar, makes the khabar mansub. Inna and sisters. What is it grammatically? Ism fi'il harf. It is a harf. Very good. What does it do to the ism? And harf nasb, absolutely. What does it do? Makes the ism mansub. And what does it do to the khabar? Tarfa'u al-khabar. It will make the khabar marfu'. As you can see, it's the exact opposite of kana. Yes? All right. And finally, dhanna and sisters. This is a, grammatically, what is dhanna? A fi'l, yeah? It's a fi'l, yes or no? And it will make the ism into maf'ool number one. And the khabar into maf'ool number two. People, you with me? That's what we'll do. All right. Walhamdulillah. And now we'll stop here and then look at Babu Na'at, the chapter of Na'at. How far do we get in Na'at, the other group? Okay, we got to the pretty much to the end of Babu Na'at. So we got to cover this, inshallah. Yes, okay. Inshallah, we got to cover this. And then we will spend the little bit of time remaining on Sarf. Okay, we're going to pause and come back, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Please don't go too far away. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا أما بعد الحمد لله we're back جزاكم الله خيرا everybody for your patience and let's get started again inshallah. People, you with me? Can you hear me okay? Yes, okay, great. Alhamdulillah. All right. The chapter of Na'at, Babu Na'at, right? The Na'at is, if you remember, one of the followers. Right? Right here. You see, At-tabi'u lil-marfu'. Remember that? This is the seventh and the last of the categories of the marfu'at. And this category obviously has four things in it. At-tabi'u lil-marfu'. Okay, let's look at what At-tabi' means firstly. Okay, he says, An-na'atu tabi'un lil-man'ut. Basically, what it is what comes first. when you write right in Arabic, you have first the man'ut and then the na'at. Yes or no? Man'ut na'at, right? All right, perfect. Man'ut first, na'at second. So from that perspective, the na'at is the follower, right? It follows the man'ut. Man'ut is first, na'at is second. Man'ut, the man'ut is first, the na'at is second. It follows it. So that's one aspect of it being a tabi'. It comes afterwards. And this is something that will apply to all the tawabi', all the followers. They will come after whatever it is that they are following. Okay? The other aspect of it is, it's a word that comes after another word. Yes, we discussed that. But then it says, he says, تَابِعٌ لِلْمَنْعُوتِ فِي رَفْعِهِ وَنَصْبِهِ وَخَفْضِهِ وَتَعْرِيفِهِ وَتَنْكِيرِهِ. Hold on a sec. Okay, sorry about that. Tell me, what is he saying here? تَابِعٌ النَّعَتُ تَابِعٌ لِلْمَنْعُوتِ. The na'at follows the man'ut fi in raf'ihi wa nasbihi wa khafdhihi. What is that? What is he referring to there, people? Take a guess. I'll explain in a sec. Four properties, good. But which of the properties? Yes, Halima. The property of... this is... status. Excellent. Status. وَتَعْرِيفِهِ وَتَنْكِيرِهِ. تَعْرِيف means something that is, you know, definite. And تَنْكِير is indefinite. This is what? The property of type. Right? So this statement from of Ibn Ajrum, from here to here, right, means what? It means an-na'atu tabi'un lil-man'ut, the na'at follows the man'ut in status and type. How many properties did he mention here? Two, right? Okay, so there are instances where the gender or the number of the man'ut and na'at don't match. There are instances of that. In the Quran as well, there are a few instances. But when we learned it the first time, right? When we learned it the first time, we learned it on the principle of what's called al-aghlabiyya, which is the principle of the majority. Can you like please take everybody out of here? SubhanAllah. This is... it's like last 10 minutes is a toy and a crying baby. Sorry about that. Let's go. Okay. Eba, you as well. The ta'rifihi wa tankirihi. There are, we were saying the aghlabiyya, majority, right? The majority. 99% of times the na'at follows the man'ut in status, number, gender, type. 99% of the time. There is a 1% of the time where it only follows in status and type. Okay? So when we learn something, oftentimes we're learning it, if it's like a vast majority, in the case of man'ut na'at, it is the overwhelming majority, right? That is what we like. That's how we make our rules. But keep in mind, there are some exceptions to those rules that are well known in Arabic grammar that are not like strange things. Okay, then you notice that's reflected in a a little bit more advanced book of grammar like Ajurmiya, and more advanced books add even more layers of exceptions, right? And that's the basic trajectory of learning and mastering classical Arabic. We learn with, you start with what's a general rule, and then every advanced level, we kind of figure out a couple of exceptions to it down the road, okay? And that's how depth is acquired. All right, so he is now mentioning only two things here. By the way, khafd means majroor. Khafd means majroor. Ta'rif means definite, tankeen means indefinite, okay? So that is that. Now he says, qama zaydun al-aqilu. وَرَأَيْتُ زَيْدًا الْعَاقِلَ وَمَرَّرْتُ بِزَيْدٍ الْعَاقِلِ. Okay, help me out. قَامَ زَيْدٌ الْعَاقِلِ. Translate this for me, please. زَيْد the... Zayd the intelligent stood up. Al-Aqil is the intelligent. Al-Aqil is the one who is intelligent. So this is actually this is the man'ut and this is the na'at. Right? Yes or no? So that's why you will notice Zayd the Aqil, Zayd the intelligent stood up. You will notice it is marfu'. Marfu'. Zayd is definite. Al-Aqil is definite. Yeah. Ra'aytu Zaydan Al-Aqila. You see? The status matches. And then Al is to match the type. Ra'aytu means I saw. Marartu means I passed by. Marartu. Passed be by Zaydin. Majroor. Al-Aqili. Majroor. Al to match the type. Alright. So that, folks, is what he says about Na'at and Man'ut. That it has to match in status and type. And here are some examples that he gives. Zaydun al-Aqilu, Zaydan al-Aqila, Zaydin al-Aqili. Does that make sense, people? This is not manud na'at, so we have seen this beforehand. Now, where is that? All right. Now he says, وَالْمَعْرِفَةُ خَمْسَةُ أَشْيَاءَ. Ma'rifa. What is ma'rifa again? Ta'arif and ma'rifa. Definite, right? Let's put ta'arif and ma'rifa. Right? And tankir and nakira. Okay. Definite. Something that's definite is khamsatu ashya. It is what? It is what, people? How many things? Five things. Okay. Have you seen this before? We have, actually, right? The following isms are always definite. This means they don't take tanween, or the tanween does not mean a for them. Ready? So I want you to tell me where is it that's listed here, and what does that like correspond to? Ready? All right. Al ismul mudmar nahwa ana wa anta. Al-ism al-mudmar is what? pronouns. Yay. So that is A, right? Al-ismu al-mudmar. Ana and anta. Yes, that is definite, right? This is definite, right? Pronouns are always definite. Okay. Wal-ismu al-alam. Nahu Zaydun wa Makkah. Ismul alam is proper names, right? Names of things, i.e. proper names. Al-alam are proper name, people, places. Yeah? This would be B. Al-alam. Not to be confused with ilm. Ilm is knowledge. Alam is a name, like a proper name. Okay? All right. Ismul mubham. Nahu hatha wa hadhihi wa ha'ula. What is that? Pointing isms. Yay. Pointing ism. By the way, mubham, the word mubham means ambiguous. Open to interpretation. If you say hatha, it's open to interpretation. Who are you pointing to, right? Whereas if I say Zaid, there's no interpretation. You're talking about Zaid, right? Yes or no? That is the idea of why the hadha is called mubham, ambiguous, open to interpretation. The way we have it here is pointing ism ismul mubham. Yes or no, people? Yay. See. Okay. Wal ismul ladhi fihi al alif wal lam. Nahwa al rajulu. Wal-ghulamu. Is that referring to, O people? Nahwu means, for example. Nahwu or nahwa means, for example. Isms start with a alif and lam. Yeah, but Danish, what is that? An al, ahsantum, right? So what would that be here for us? E, okay. Any ism with a al, right? So you have al-muslimu, al-rajulu, al-ghulamu. What about connecting isms? What about this guy? Where do I put this guy? He's sad. He's not mentioned by Ibn Najrum. Is it a pronoun? It's not a pronoun though. Does it have an al? Yes. Right, it has an al, so I will include it amongst al is alladhi fihi al alif wal lam. Nahw al rajulu wal ghulamu, and you can even add alladhi, right? Because alladhi has an al. Now, it doesn't mean you can remove al from alladhi, but it's still there, right? Alladhi, the al is still there. Alladhina, the al is still there, right? Allai, allati. Yeah? Do you agree with that, people? Okay, alhamdulillah. So I guess this is not sad anymore. We can make him happy. Now he's happy. And lastly, وَمَا أُضِيفَ إِلَىٰ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْ هَذِهِ. What does it say here? وَمَا أُضِيفَ إِلَىٰ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْ هَذِهِ. And any mudaf who's mudaf ilayhi is definite. Ahsanti, sister Halima. This would be F, right? Any mudaf to a mudaf ilayhi, that's definite. So, mudaf to a pronoun. Kitabuhu. Nafsuhu, correct? Akhihi, mudmar. It will become definite, right? Any mudaf to a ismul alam, kitabu zaydin, becomes the book of Zayd, definite. Al ismul mubham, kitabu hadha, the book of this, becomes definite. الاسم الذي فيه الالف واللام كتاب المسلمي. Likewise. People, you with me? These are the five things that are ma'rifa, right? They are al-ma'rifa wallahu a'lam. Okay? And then finally, he goes to nakira, right? Nakira, what's nakira again? Nakira is indefinite. Okay, very good. Describes to you that definite is restricted to five categories. Yes or no, people? Then he says, indefinite is كُلُّ اسْمٍ شَائِعٍ فِي جِنْسِهِ لَا يَخْتَصُّ بِهِ وَاحِدٌ دُونَ آخَرٍ. Any ism, it's an unrestricted ism, not restricted. Basically, there is nothing that like restricts it unlike the definite. Okay? وَالتَّقْرِيبُهُ, its approximation is as follows. كُلُّ مَا صَلَحَ دُخُولُ الْأَلِّفِ وَاللَّامِ عَلَيْهِ. It is able to accept al. That is an indefinite ism. Think about it. That generally will cover the vast majority of isms that are indefinite. And that's a pretty good approximation of what is indefinite. It can take an al. It can accept an al. Rajul, right? Oh, no. Not that it has an al. It can accept, right? So the word rajul, right? Can it accept al? Yes or no? Yes. So the fact that it can accept al means that it is an indefinite word if you don't have it. Rajulun. Okay? Faras is a horse. Okay? So if you were to remove the al, it will be farasun. It's able to accept it, al. Okay? This is the opposite of, say, like hadha. You cannot put al hadha, right? You cannot put al ana. Correct? Those words cannot accept al. So the one that is able to accept al, once you remove from it, it is indefinite. So he's giving you an approximation of what indefinite is. Alhamdulillah. So that is our last part of Al-Ajrumiyah for today. How do you feel, people? We have only after that, Marfu'at, Al-Atf, Tawqeed, and Badal. And Badal is quite interesting. How do you feel, people? The silence is making me worried. Alhamdulillah. So these are this has been a good review, I would imagine, because all these things we've studied before, but now I hope everything is being tied together. Right? Like all of these was tied together. Terminology, yeah, I wish was consistent too. Right? But unfortunately, this is just the way it is. Sometimes terminology isn't consistent. But whenever it is not, Brother Danish, I'm trying to point it out. And if I forget something, please do remind me of it. Okay? All right. Here I am with the rest of our irregular routes. We have, inshallah, 3 minutes. Yeah? Okay. We did all of this. Today we're going to talk about, remember this? أَخَذَ يَأْخُذُ خُذْ, right? We said in akhadha ya'khudhu, this is, let's put the category R1 Hamza. Yes? R1 Hamza. Abel, are you with me? Okay. Akhadha ya'khudhu. What is irregular in R1 Hamza? In R1 Hamza, in R1 Hamza, the command tense is irregular. Okay? You would have khudh. From akhadha ya'khudhu, khudh. Okay, let's write out this, shall we? Ready, people? تأخذوا, yes? تأخذوا. You both are taking. Say it and I'll type it. Close. تأخذاني, right? You all take. Or you all are taking. I know, it's the end of the class. SubhanAllah, it's a... تَأْخُذُونَ. Very good. All right, you female are taking. تَأْخُذِينَ. Remember that? Yes, alhamdulillah. And then you all, I'll just quickly write this here. تَأْخُذْنَا. تَأْخُذْنَا. You and me. تَأْخُذْنَا. Okay. Command tense. Chop, chop. So I chop the two here. Okay, I chop this whole thing. And I chop the sukoon here. What do I get? خذ خذ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, خذها ولا تخف. Take it and don't be afraid. Talking about the staff. All right. تأخذاني. Chop the ta. What do I get? Chop, chop. Chop this. And, very good. And chop the noon. Becomes khuda. Okay. You all take khudu. You female. What do you think? Khudi. Very nice. Ta'khudna, the noon is not, noon is the fa'il. So don't remove it. Khudna. There we go. Okay, that is how you do the command tense. Khud, khuda, khudu, khudi, khudna. Okay, inshallah, on Thursday, we will do one more example. I'll show you some examples of the from the Quran of this, inshallah, and hopefully we will learn some more. Then we'll transition to R2 Hamza. Right? Sounds good, people. Jazakumullahu khairan. Thank you very much for sticking around till the end. Alhamdulillah, you were able to finish what we had planned. I'll see you all on Thursday, inshallah. On Thursday, please also remind me, I wanted to share with you and discuss with you some plans for post steps. Okay? Inshallah. So it should be a nice, fun discussion. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. All right, people. Do you think we are ready? I think you are ready. Inshallah, we'll talk about it. What I have in mind, and I want actually you to give me feedback of this. Okay? Inshallah. Sounds good? Jazakumullah khairan. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفر ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وعليكم السلام